Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Alcohol in Keenan Stadium, where do you stand? This is Archansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. So with the new university system law in place, whether beer and wine will be served at Carolina Home Athletic events is up in the air, which means the Board of Trustees is debating the issue. And we all know they are very good at that part of their job. Fact, fans who want to drink before or during games do it anyway. A couple of beers at the tailgate, maybe a mini bottle or two tucked away from security upon entrance. Chances are we'll be seeing a lot more of those wide-bottom cowboy boots shuffling in. Concern, will this increase the amount of alcohol consumed on game days, decrease it by having to buy it at concession stands, or it won't make much difference? Those who want to drink will find a way, and the same goes for drinking too much. So why not? Well, it's a big step for any college that hasn't had it on campus in the stadium and arena. It needs to be well thought out, which is just the Board of Trustees' specialty. Right now, with the Miami football home opener still a month away, deliberations could continue right through the Clemson game. Does timing matter? Well, yes, for those who don't like the idea of a blotto fan sitting near the non-drinkers and kids. If this was passed right after last season, UNC might have been able to reseat Keenan Stadium with a family section, like they have in most NFL stadiums. Will cutting off sales matter? Supposedly, the beer and wine purchases will end after the third quarter, I guess to let people sober up before they drive home, or to keep from overreacting during a close game that goes down to the wire. And what about the Smith Center? Well, besides Dean Smith rolling over in his grave until he gives himself the tired signal, because booze might be served in his building, you can forget about ever reseating the Dean Dome. That train left the station with the seat licenses issued for two generations back in the 1980s. You think anyone who still has paperwork on those seats will ever move to the family section unless they put it in the risers? My guess is that sometime this football season, yes, no for hoops, while teetotaler Roy Williams is still sitting in Smith's chair. This is Archansky. See you.